get the victory here tonight and finish the season off strong.
Well, don't let what happened to them when they were out in Greensboro happen again. Yeah. That's definitely one thing that I just don't want to see them happen. It's just you cannot let them – well, they only lost – they beat them by four. So, you know, just don't let them get ahead, rebound. You know, I've been saying it all season, rebound, especially on offense. You know, don't put up as many threes, try to drive in, get fouls, stuff like that. You just go back to the basics, honestly. That's pretty much the only key that I have is just go back to the fundamentals on how to win a basketball game.
Yeah. All right, and we'll go
and use the home cooking.
Yeah, definitely. Home cooking is always nice. And, Charlie, real quick, let's get your thoughts on the Greensboro Swarm. What do the Bulls need to do? What kind of things do the Bulls need to do to throw at the Greensboro Swarm and prevent them from getting a victory here tonight?
Well, I'd have to go back agree a little bit with what Andrew was saying a moment ago. And one of the things you also have to look at, personal fouls with the Greensboro Swarm. They're number three. So with that being said, I think one of the things the Winnie State Bulls should focus on, try and draw some fouls, if anything. Get in there. We know how good they could be capable at shooting the three ball in the league, but at the same time, too, I think you just want to just out-rebound a little bit, too. That's still very neck and neck. It's only by, like, 0.5 of the difference in that category. But I think they could just, like I said, hold on the – get crash the boards, get the rebounds, play all around, and just draw some personal fouls. I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, all right, so that is all for the pregame show, but we will now send it down courtside for Andy Baker, Kevin Palmer, and Lydia Bylas. We'll be back up at halftime with all of your halftime first half reactions and stats. So, guys, take it away.
All right, thank you, Alex Reed, and I'm Andy Baker here with Kevin Palmer and Lydia Bylas courtside, and right now we're going to go to the public address announcer, Nick, to give us our national anthem. And that was another beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner brought to you by the Windy City Bulls. And Kevin and Lydia, we are here for the final game of the year. It's your Windy City Bulls versus the Greensboro Swarm, the official affiliate of the Charlotte Hornets. And this is the only meeting they'll have with them this season. Having lost four games in a row, what are you coming into this one? What are you guys expecting to see?
I'm expecting
out of Windy City tonight.
I'm expecting to see them to come out, have some fun. They have nothing to lose, no more playoffs to play for.
The pressure's off.
Yeah, just come out and have fun, play their game, the game they know they can play. They're two top scorers, and Archie Diacono and Blakeney are up with the big club, so someone's got to step up.
All right, and here's Nick with our starting lineups. Thank you, Nick. And those are the starting lineups for your Windy City Bulls. Let's go through the lineups on both sides of the ball. First for the visiting Greensboro Swarm, coached by Noel Gillespie out of Wisconsin Whitewater. It's going to be Cat Barber, Mango Methiang, Sam Thompson, and Damian Wilkins and John Dawson for the Swarm. As you just heard, on the Windy City side, we've got Michael Mulder and Alex Hamilton, the guards, C.J. Fair and Jarrell Eddy, the forwards, and also Tyler Harris tonight are the starters for this last game of the season. We're about to get ready for tip-off for the Swarm. They are donning black uniforms with purple and turquoise piping, and on the Windy City side, it is going to be the usual home whites with the red piping, and this will be the last game of the year. Guys, how do you feel about the season? How do you feel going into this last game? What are you excited about, and what's your recap?
Recap. Well, I'm a little concerned that they've returned after, like, what, the road trip?
2 a.m., right?
2 a.m. Yeah. In the morning, so fatigue may set in. But I think if they, you know, capture the fun, take it, you know, just from the beginning, just enjoy themselves, they'll probably do well. More than well.
Yeah, just play your game, play fun, play relaxed, lose, nothing to play for. Coach...
A win.
The team. Coach Charlie Henley wants to eat healthy, too. He could take a bite out of Mango over here, too, so... It might help him out a little bit.
Right, yeah. That was great. But we are about ready for tip-off here as this one's about to get underway. I'm fighting with my mic, and we are underway. It's Greensboro Cat Barber, the NC State product, bringing the ball up the floor. And on the far side with it, bringing it back, driving the lane, kicking out to Thompson, over to Barber with the three from the corner. It is good. Bangs it down. Three-pointer for Cat Barber, and that man can shoot, a little like their version of Antonio Blakeney, who's not with us tonight, actually up with the big Bulls tonight. But here come the Bulls the other way. Hamilton with it. Hamilton drives the lane with the left hand, kicks it out to Johnson. Mulder for three. Bang.
Nice three there.
That was great.
Hey, concerns that Michael Mulder wasn't playing tonight, but it looks like he's got that shot stroke going in the first shot of his game for him.
He usually does.
So both squads answer each other with threes of their own. It's 3-3. Barber again from three. Rebounded by Hamilton off the miss. And here comes Hamilton with it, taking it the other way from our right to our left. Eddie for three. Yes. Hits another one, and it is a three-point shootout, 6-3. Windy City with the lead here early.
Jarrell Eddie, kid's going there, Andy. It's going to be a good game for him.
Right, it's going to be a three-point shootout. Wilkins with it for, I almost wanted to say the Hornets, the Swarm. Wilkins.
Someone's going to slip and call him Dominique Wilkins.
Another three-point attempt. That one is good for number 12, Sam Thompson. 6-all. Here comes Hamilton with it for the Bulls. Over to Fair. Gives to Eddie, who drives the lane and loses control, but gets it back. Eddie with it, still gives to Hamilton. Hamilton backs out and then goes with it. Crossover.
Yes.
Knocks down the jumper from the free throw line. 8-6 Bulls. Just about 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 8-6 Bulls here early.
I'm not surprised about Alex Hamilton's ability to play. When I interviewed him during media day, he said it's the family thing. So...
You could really tell. It's Harris with it down low. Nice spin move with the left hand, just a little off there. Rebounded by Mango Methiang, and here come Swarm with it the other way. It's Wilkins driving the lane with a nice crossover move and the right hand lay-in. 8-all here early in Hoffman Estates.
Double trouble there with Harris missing that shot and then them coming down and not playing any defense. You can't do that all night.
Hamilton with it for Windy City. Gives it to Harris. Yes. That's two buckets in a row for him. 10-8. Early lead here for the Windy City Bulls.
Just redeemed himself on that shot there.
Yes, he did there. And it's Cat Barber with it. Got to spend a lot of time watching him over at the PNC Arena when I lived in Raleigh, North Carolina. Yes. And with that shot there, it's 11-10. Greensboro on top as the Bulls come back with the other way. Hamilton gives to Mulder, who drives the lane with the left. He is rejected by Matthew Yang. And here come the Swarm. And another turnover as Hamilton steals the pass and brings it together. A lane by Tyler Harris.
That was so sweet.
Is on fire. He should bring some of that fire outside. It's freezing.
And it looks like Greensboro is trying to slow the pace down here a little bit as you see Cat Barber just dribbling a little bit with his right hand. Gets it over the far side for a three. Just a little
denied.
Off there. Rebounded by Fair. And here comes Windy City with it the other way. Hamilton.
Bulls might have gotten in at 2 a.m., but they look pretty good except for that shot.
Yeah,
but
not the greatest shot
so
there
far.
By Hamilton. Missed everything. And it'll be Greensboro ball. Cat Barber with it, working on Hamilton. Gets it inside to Mingo Matthew for the right-handed jam. It is 13-12 Greensboro. Here come the Bulls. It's Hamilton with it. Hamilton and Barber seem to be the go-tos for both sides.
Yes, they appear to be.
Eddie, just outside the arc, drives, and we have a whistle, the first whistle of the evening.
But I think the Windy City Bulls are actually communicating a lot better than they have been in the last couple games.
And that's going to be the first foul called on Greensboro here. Ball will stay with the Bulls. 10 to go, 10 to shoot. It's Fair. Fall away jumper. Just a little off. Remounted by
Greensboro exactly
and brought
fair.
Back the other way by Wilkins. Wilkins takes it himself all the way to the hole, just a little short with the lay-in. Offensive rebound by Matthew Ng, fighting a couple of Bulls to lay that one in. 15-12 Greensboro. Eddie gets it over to Tyler Harris. Back to Eddie underneath and just missed. Rebounded by Matthew Ng. And here come the Swarmy with it to the from our left to our right. It's Cat Barber winding the clock. Wilkins back to Barber.
Good defense right there.
A nice play there. Nice little tap there by Mulder. And we have a timeout on the floor, so this we're going to take it to break here. It is Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com. Bulls trailing 15-12. We'll be right back here.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
And welcome back here to the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. We got our sideline reporters here, Jasmine and Blake. Take it away, guys.
It's coming too easy for the Swarm with getting the shots. He said we got to make some stops.
And here you go, Blake. Okay, and we got to go right back to the action. It's going to be Greensboro ball here coming out of the timeout. A three-point attempt is just off the mark. Rebound and putback attempt is no good either. It's Matthew Ng with the rebound out to Cat Barber from the three straight on. That one is good. 18-12, Greensboro with the lead here. 6:38 to go here in the first quarter of play. It's Hamilton bringing it up court for the Bulls. Over to Mulder, inside to Tyler Harris. Back out to Fair. Harris with its spin move. Another spin move from Tyler Harris, but this shot's just a little off. Offensive rebound goes to the Bulls. It'll be C.J. Fair laying it up. And rebounded by Greensboro. It's Wilkins with it together.
Bulls are...
They're getting stung.
They're missing their shots. They need to be putting those second, not giving Greensboro the second chance shots there.
And out of a Greensboro turnover, that one's going to go back to Windy City. I like that, getting stung by the swarm early.
Exactly.
Hamilton with it. He puts up a three with that left hand, and nice. That one is good. So the Bulls answer with a three of their own. 18-15 Greensboro. 5:45 to go here. First quarter. Greensboro's Wilkins has it. Right-hand dribble just outside the three-point line. Cross-court pass all the way to Wilkins, or Thompson, excuse me. Driving and putting up the floater is number 22, John Dawson. That's his first bucket tonight for the Swarm. Hamilton has it for the Bulls and gets it to Harris down low. Harris on Wilkins with the left-hand
nice
spin move bucket.
Harris.
A lot of nice spin moves we're seeing here early from Tyler Harris as Wilkins has it for the Swarm. Gets it over to Cat Barber, back to Wilkins. Wilkins trying to find an open man. Might just take him himself, and we have a whistle.
It was a good foul there. You had he was going up for the shot, so you have to foul him on that one.
But. And that one's going to be on Harris. That's going to be his first and the first one called here on the Bulls. So not too many fouls here early.
Cat Barber for Greensboro is like a table setter there, Andy. He's all over the court. He's making big plays for the team.
Yeah, I've definitely seen some improvement since his time at NC State. He was it's going to be a Gill checking in for LG Gill checking in for Greensboro.
As Lydia put it, he's swarming all over the court.
I like it. They're swarming and they're stinging him too.
Well, what else would you say?
He has cat-like reflexes, pun intended.
I'm sure it was.
I would agree.
22-17 Greensboro there after the foul. It's Hamilton over to Eddie, who puts up the jumper and it's just a little off, rebounded by Greensboro's Wilkins. 21 Wilkins dribbling with his left hand, drives lane and kicks it out to number 22, John Dawson. He's got one bucket so far. Cat Barber taking on two guys. I got to double team him now. And a three-point attempt by Dawson is knocked down to give Greensboro that 25-17 lead with just over 4:15 to go here in the first. Wood just checked in as well for Windy City. Hamilton just a little off there on the jumper.
That does not look good.
And off the rebound, we had a foul, and we have a man down for Greensboro.
Doesn't look very good.
You know, out in Greensboro, Vicks Vapor Rub was invented in Greensboro by Lunsford Richardson. If he's hurt, he can probably use some of that later on after the game.
Wow, I thought I was the only one who knew that on account of the fact that I've been to Greensboro once in my life.
I don't think that would work for an injury, would it?
Maybe not, but I thought it was kind of witty and clever.
It is.
Fall away shot by Thompson is often rebounded by the Bulls. That last foul was on Jalen Johnson. That's his first and the second on the Bulls so far. Bulls still have the ball. We have a whistle, and that... It's a turnover. It's going to go back to Greensboro, and Jarrell Eddy's not exactly happy camper about that one. But
I don't think anyone is.
Yes, but it will be Greensboro ball.
Lydia and Andy, I feel like everybody on the Bulls except for Tyler Harris is shooting inside the block. Everybody wants to hit the three-pointer when they don't need it.
And Cat Barber just hits the deck as we have a whistle. It's going to be foul number two on Jalen Johnson. So for someone who just checked in, he's accumulated two fouls very quickly. I'm sure Coach will be making some moves because of that. We do have the buzzer.
Yes.
And Tyler Harris comes back into the game.
Jalen Johnson had an interesting day. He was signed by the Bulls and then released back down here by the Bulls.
Yes, and he just left the game as Harris comes back in. So it's Greensboro ball. Wilkins, baseline drive, kicks it over to Barber, who puts up the three and knocks it down. Man, he's really hitting that three early, and it's 28-17. Greensboro with a solid 9-point lead here as we get down to 3:20 to go here, first quarter. 3-point attempt, and just a little denied. Off there for Eddie. Wilkins over to Barber. Facing up against Hamilton. Barber to his left. Back to Wilkins on Hamilton. Back to Barber. He's going to put it up. You know he will because he's hot and right now. Just a little off.
Got to box out. Got to get those defensive rebounds. Can't just let the Greensboro swarm go in there and swarm for up for the rebound.
Yeah, so. Gill got that offensive rebound for Greensboro, and then he was fouled by Tyler Harris, so that's his first. And it's, I believe that's four for the Windy City Bulls, and we have another Bulls substitution coming in here. It'll be number 14, Carrington Ward, getting his first action this afternoon. Still Greensboro ball, Wilkins. Jumper, just a little strong on that one. Rebounded by the Bulls, it's Ward. Ward all the way by himself, a little off with the floater, but gets his own board and put back with the jam.
Let's see if that nice putback can get this team going.
That was really sweet.
Oh, boy, the chicken dance is going here as Barber gets it inside to Gill. Cross court, little off on the three there for Greensboro, rebounded by Ward, and the Bulls come with it the other way. Harris back to Wood, who just came in. Back to Harris, and he draws a whistle. We'll see what the call is here. And before we tell you about the call, we will head to break here at the Sears Center. It's Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I could.
All right. And we are back here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates with about 2:17 to go here in the first quarter. It's the Greensboro Swarm 28 and your Windy City Bulls 19. And we have free throws going on right now. It's going to be Tyler Harris heading the line after the foul coming out as we entered break. So how do you feel so far, Lydia and Kevin, about how this game's going?
I'm hopeful. I am honestly hopeful. They can keep up the pace. I'm noticing that they're communicating a lot better than they have been.
They need to increase those fouls they're doing, and then they have to pull down the rebounds, and the lack of communication on the Bulls' side is not good right now. They need to get focused.
It's better than it's been.
T.J. Williams with a jumper there for Greensboro. He just checked into the game, number 10 for the Swarm. And like it's Wood bringing it back for Windy City the other way. Gets it over to C.J. Fair, who dribbles with his left hand. Does a little spin move down low, then kicks it back out to Carrington Ward, who puts up a three from the corner, and he's
stolen.
Way off on that one. Back the other way comes the Swarm. A three-point attempt straight on is no good. Rebounded by Ward. And the Bulls coming the other way. It's Harris down low. Spin move inside.
They're being swarmed.
Yes.
You're hearing their reaction because Loyola Chicago has just made it to the Final Four. They upset Kansas State. That's the ruckus you're hearing here.
Wow, 78-62. That's Loyola Chicago. Ed, the Holy Spirit is with them, I guess. And
Hashtag Sister Jean. Sister Jean should come here and sit down. Maybe the Bulls can pull one off.
Right, we need it with 1:20 to go here in the first quarter. The shot clock winding down 10 seconds. Three-point attempt is good for Jarrell Eddy. That's number two from three for him this evening. And, hey, if Jarrell Eddy's going to be hitting those threes, you said it earlier, Kevin, not going to be a bad night. It's T.J. Williams to Thompson. Just a little off from three. So we get down under 1 minute here left in this first quarter at the Sears Center. It's the last game of the season. Carrington Ward from the corner, just a little off from three. Rebounded by Thompson for the Swarm. Takes it all the way back himself with the right hand, lays it up, and just a little off, rebounded by the Bulls. It's Tyler Harris. Loose ball goes out of bounds, and that one's going to stick with Windy City as Michael Mulder checks in. He will replace Jarrell Eddy.
Carrington Ward on those last two drives up and down the court has been playing pretty hard there. He's gotten the ball back, and it's gotten it down to the six-point lead.
He had a couple wide-open threes, too. It was unfortunate that they were a little bit off. Bulls inbound. Harris just outside the arc looking for Wood. He finds him. Wood just inside the arc, about a 28-footer there, knocks it down. You said it, Lydia. Swish, 28-24. Greensboro with the lead as we tick down 20 seconds. Shot clock and game clock, just about a second difference between them. 13 on the game clock, 11 on the shot clock. Greensboro with the ball. It's Williams. Kicks it out.
Henderson
over to Williams. Just got it off before the horn. And that will finish the first quarter. Your score, the Greensboro Swarm, 28. Your Windy City Bulls, 24. It's Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com. We will be right back.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
And welcome back to Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com at the Sears Center. I'm Andy Baker along with my partners in crime, Lydia Bylis, Kevin Palmer, excuse me, and I forgot the most important guy, the guy who we wouldn't have a broadcast without, and that's the man on the ones and twos, Chris Rouse here with us, our fine producer.
Yes,
and hey,
Chris.
Guys, what's your guys' take on first quarter so far here between the Greensboro Swarm and the Windy City Bulls?
You know what? I think they might be a little distracted, maybe less distracted now that Loyola has won.
That's true.
They've moved on. Maybe that was on their heads.
I
mean, think about it. Do you think they might have thought about it? You guys? Kevin, what do you think?
I think the Bulls mascot.
I'm sorry, Kevin. We had a little up and under there by Jalen Johnson, his first basket this evening. That makes it 28-26 Greensboro. Go ahead and continue, Kevin.
I was just saying, I thought the Bulls mascot, Gus, had better moves in the first quarter than the Bulls. They need to box out, and get second chance shots to Greensboro.
With it down low for Greensboro's Mango Mathieu, and he has it stolen away by Michael Mulder. And he comes back to our left with it, gets it over to Jalen Johnson, back to
Mulder. Nice dunk.
A little give and go right there for Jalen Johnson and Michael Mulder. They're working together. Great teamwork. Makes it 28 all.
Nice.
We have a new ball game.
Stevens.
There you go. You got to keep rebounding there. It was a nice feed.
Nice rebound there for Hamilton for the Bulls. And Harris with it takes, excuse me, that was Wood. He gets his own rebound. Can't quite get the put back, though. Tip. It's a game of tip it. And it's Williams with it for the Swarm. A little tip there out of bounds. And looks like it'll stay with Greensboro. And that is the call on the floor. So we've got a brand new ball game, guys. 28 all here as we get into second quarter of play. Looks like this last game of the season is going to be an eventful one. As it's Mango Mathieu for Greensboro, gets it down low to Williams, takes it himself up with a lot of contact, but no call there. Hamilton quickly the other way, and with the left hand. Puts it in, 10.5 to go here, quarter number two, 30-28. That's right, Windy City
on top. He laid that nicely off the glass like he was singing poetry, Hamilton.
Hamilton reference.
I like that.
Love it.
Never thought we'd get a Hamilton reference here in Windy City Bulls basketball.
But why wouldn't we?
It's true. I like it. It's good.
As I compliment Hamilton, he throws the ball away.
That he does, and with that turnover, it'll go back to Greensboro. Williams takes it himself, and a little off. Offensive rebound and put back with one hand. Nice left-handed move there.
There's those uncontested shots I've been talking about. They need to get in there. They need to box out to get those defensive rebounds and bring it back down the court and score.
Absolutely right. The more offensive rebounds you give up, it's never really a good thing for your team. Couple substitutions. Thompson and Barber back in, along with Wilkins. Almost wholesale substitutions here for Greensboro.
They're living and dying on the three, it looks like. The Bulls, they haven't been to the line a lot. I mean, if they can drive and go to the line and shoot some free throws, get this game back intact on their hands, where they're dominant at.
Oh, for sure. You're 100% right about that, Kevin. It's Hamilton putting up that left-handed three. He's just a little bit off, and I think they might say that was on the rim when he touched it.
I think it might have been.
Goaltending. Oh, foul.
It is going to be a foul. And it's going to go against Mango Mathieu. It's his first and the first on the Swarm. So it'll be Bulls ball. Johnson with it, left-hand dribble. Backs up and puts up a long two and gets his own rebound off the miss and gets it to Hamilton to put up.
Nice.
A little floater.
Floater.
A couple nice shots there for Hamilton, and 32-30. Windy City Bulls with the lead as we are approaching the 9 minutes to go mark here in quarter number two, and we have a whistle and a foul. That one's going to go against
Brandon Wood.
Brandon Wood, and that is his first and the first in the quarter for Windy City, and that will send Thompson to the line to shoot two for the Swarm.
As he makes the first one.
Yeah. Jalen Johnson and Mango Mathieu used to be teammates at one point, but
they were.
And now they're going against each other. So,
don't you think that's difficult when they kind of know?
I imagine it's kind of fun though, a little bit too.
Knowing each other's game.
And to elaborate on that, that was at when they were together at Louisville.
Ah.
So we have a three, Mulder. And it is good Swish. For Michael Mulder. Just along to, 34-32, Windy City, just under 9 minutes to go here, second quarter. Thompson, ball is tipped and stolen by Hamilton, gets it to Brandon Wood, dribbling all the way to the hole for the right-handed lay-in. Oh, he couldn't get the roll, and back come Greensboro. It's Cat Barber, gives to Wilkins, thought about it, didn't do it. Looking for Barber, and the double team is coming. They
that was
get
some
it
good
to
defense
Thompson.
Down there in the baseline.
It was extremely good defense there.
There you go.
There we
another
go.
Steal and it's there Hamilton. For Hamilton. He's got it all by himself. Over to Wood. He just lost it, man. But looks like we're going to have a timeout as Dawson checks in.
Hamilton.
No timeout, just a whistle.
But Hamilton probably should have just went to the rim, went to the hoop with that instead of trying to pass. He was trying not to be selfish, and therefore he got a turnover on it.
I agree with you there, Kevin.
Yes.
And it's going to be Cat Barber, per usual, bringing it up the court for the Swarm. Wilkins, near side, Dawson, back to Wilkins, over to Barber in the corner, inside to Mango Mathiang for the lay-in. Another bucket for Mathiang. That gives him 6 points here early. It's Hamilton for the Bulls. Over to Johnson
yes.
with the spin move and right-hand lay-in.
What I like about Alex Hamilton, too, he's got a lot of energy, and it seems like he's keeping these guys in this game with that energy.
Oh, yeah.
36-34 Bulls. It's Barber to Dawson in the corner. Who's got it? It's Wilkins back to Barber. Near side, Dawson down low to Mango Mathiang. And we have a loose ball and a whistle. Out of bounds, it's Jarrell Eddy back in for the Bulls.
That was some good name mentioning there, Andy. Back and forth, back and forth.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of back and forth today.
Yes. And we're going to have to take a little break here, but we'll be right back with you guys here on sports.chicago.com. It's Windy City Bulls basketball.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with...
Lag out.
Gotta love the music back at the Sears Center here in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, along with my partners in broadcasting, Lydia Bialas, Kevin Palmer, my God, and Andy Baker here with you, along with our producer, Chris Ross. We're right back to the action. It's going to be a quick lay-in there for Michael Mulder right off the bat. 38-34, 4-point lead for Windy City here early as it's Dawson closest to us driving with the left hand. Over to Thompson, tries to find Cat Barber with it, but it's off his hand and out of bounds. It'll be Windy City basketball. Hamilton
with that left-hand dribble back to the right hand. Takes it himself, stops, gets it over to Johnson, inside to Mulder, back to Johnson. He's going to put up the jumper, just under 10 seconds to go on the shot clock there.
Denied.
As it's rebounded by Dawson for the Swarm. Down low to Mango Matthew, out to the corner, way off on the three there for Thompson. And we have a whistle, and that dunk, no matter how nice it was, is not going to count there for Windy City.
Windy City just needs to slow down the tempo, take it easy, and just go in nice and slow for the lay-in instead of rushing the ball up the court.
Right, and not to lose their momentum. They might get too tired if they keep working quickly.
Dawson checks out for the Swarm, and it's Luke Petrasek back in for them. A little off on the jumper there is Jarrell Eddy. Rebound by Petrasek. Gives to Barber. Barber, far side, driving. Stops. Finds Petrasek outside. Wilkins, right corner. And another whistle. And the call on this one. It's going to be against the Bulls. It's a 3 seconds, and Cat Barber will take the shot. Tonight's officials, if you were curious, number 57, Donald Hudson, number 65, Andy Nagy, and number 36, Tyler Ricks, all doing a great job here for us tonight.
Wonder if Andy Nagy has any relationship to the Bulls,
I was
the Bears head coach.
I figured someone was going to say that.
I thought that too.
Barber driving, gets it to Mango.
Mango slams it down like a glass of juice.
Yeah, mangoes are pretty good. Yes, they are. And Hamilton just a little off there on the lay-in attempt. And the rebound is fought for and finally recovered by Cat Barber. He doesn't get many rebounds. That's probably a rare one for him, as he's not the tallest guy on the Swarm. Petrasek, far side, Thompson, Barber puts up the jumper, and just a little short with that one.
That's good for us.
His own rebound, and Mathien got the rebound, but it's out of bounds, and it'll go to Windy City. They called an over and back there. It'll stick with Windy City. Hamilton, C.J. Fairbag in for Windy City. Also Harris, who finds Mulder, who drives the lane with the right hand. Draws
nice.
A whistle and doesn't
would've been nice.
Get the bucket, but he will head to the line for a couple.
Like I said in the beginning, game, for a guy who was questionable, he's been playing pretty hard this game and driving in the hoop any chance he gets time to put the ball in there.
Yes, Michael Mulder has been doing quite well this the last several games.
It's going to be foul number 4 called against the Swarm so far. First free throw didn't go down there for Michael, but always got a better luck next time. Number 2 is on its way.
Yeah, make sure you box out, get that offensive rebound. If he misses this, put it back in.
Yeah, there's been some
there you go.
Was on the offensive boards early as he hits the second one. 39-37. Windy City on top here, just over 5 minutes to go here in the first half. This game is flying by, guys, as we have Thompson finding Wilkins, who splits two defenders and gets it to the far side. Petrasek puts up that three and just a little off. It's Wilkins, though, with an offensive rebound for the Swarm. He finds Barber back out up top, and Barber's going to drive, and there's a whistle. It looks like it's going to be a foul. A block called against Windy City. Only question is, who's it on? And it's going to be Alex Hamilton. That is his first, the second one called here on the Bulls so far in the quarter. Just a little over halfway into the quarter. Only 2 fouls, not so bad. The inbound goes to Mathien. He'll drive against Harris and keep it just a little short there with the lay-in rebounded by C.J. Fair. Gets to Hamilton, who takes it himself until he hears a whistle. And he'll be heading to the line to pick up a couple. We're going to see John Dawson coming back for the Swarm. And what were we about to say there, Kevin?
I was saying there's that energy you've seen from Alex Hamilton. He's just driving the lane and trying to finish off shots. There you go. You don't need to live and die in that three-pointer. Drive to the basket. See what you can get done.
A lot of what we're seeing here early from Windy City is resembles having a lot of energy. Doesn't really look like a team that got off the bus at 2 a.m., huh?
You know what else I noticed too, and it's really underrated with this Windy City Bulls team, is their bench. They have 8 points to two. I know there's probably like a lack of people, but every game the Bulls bench plays hard, and I feel like they're underappreciated and underrated.
That's very true.
So Hamilton hit one of two there. But the ball went out of bounds, and it ends up staying on this end. So it's Windy City with it. Hamilton 10 to shoot. Eddie finds Harris.
Mulder's open down there.
And we had a travel there called against Tyler Harris, with just about 1 second to go on the shot clock. He was probably getting a little worried about making it to the basket.
I think that's exactly what it was.
And it'll go back to the Swarm. It's Barber finding Petrasic. And as he found Wilkins down low, there was a whistle. And what's the call? It's going to be C.J. Fair. That's going to be his first and the third team foul. So five fouls so far here in the second quarter for Greensboro. 3-4 Windy City. Greensboro with the ball. It's Cat Barber and a whistle. And another foul. This time it's going to go on Tyler Harris. He's got three already here in the first half. And you figure Charlie Henry is going to probably make a few changes. It's quite a few fouls in an early going. And Jalen Johnson surely does come in to replace Tyler Harris.
I like what I'm seeing from these two guards on each team, Cat Barber and Alex Hamilton. They're just spark plugs for both their teams.
Yeah,
they are.
I was really excited to see that Cat Barber was playing tonight, not only because I've seen him play before, but just because he's a good player. And we got Bulls ball here, 3:55 to go, first half. He finds Eddie, and another whistle. Didn't have a lot of whistles early, but surely
it's like a
here.
It's picking up now.
Couple minutes.
Technical
and it's
going
to be a 3-second violation, technical foul. And that shot will be given to Jarrell Eddy. Here with 3:50 to go here in the second quarter. He hits it 41-37. We got a timeout on the floor. And we will be right back here at the Sears Center. It's Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
And welcome back. 3:50 to go here in the second quarter in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, as it's me, Andy Baker, here along with Lydia Bylas and Kevin Palmer as we just finished up enjoying our entertainment tonight provided by the Lovables, who are making an appearance here in Hoffman Estates. And guys, we've had quite an eventful game here early. 41-37. Windy City has stormed all the way back to get on top of the Greensboro Swarm. And it's been a good game here early. What do you like? What have you seen so far here, Lydia?
I'm actually very impressed with, even more impressed with Alex Hamilton. I knew he was going to be amazing when I interviewed him, and now I see it. I mean, totally see it from his vantage point.
For sure. Coming out of the timeout, it is Hamilton with the ball. Gives to Eddie. Three to shoot. He spins and gets fouled with 2.1 to go on the shot clock. And let's see who our wonderful officiating crew is going to comment on. That is going to go against number 12. Number 12, Sam Thompson of the Swarm. And it'll send Gerald Eddie to the line for a couple. First one goes down. And
Gerald Eddie's donning a nice pair of orange shoes. They're brighter than the lights in the building.
Yeah, I was checking that out here. Here comes number two from the line for Eddie. And that one's also good, so two for two there for Gerald Eddie. 43-37, 3:38 to go here.
That's clutch right there, making free throws. That's what you need to do.
Back to the chicken dance.
Yeah, chicken dance has already gotten a couple uses here early. It's Cat Barber for the Swarm. He's looking for Wilkins, and he finds him. Top of the circle, Wilkins. Back out to Thompson, drives, kicks it out to Dawson, who goes takes the free throw line, kicked to Thompson, who's just there off there as the shot clock expires.
Nice Fair. Pass by Fair.
It was a nice touch there. Nice pass to Jalen Johnson, who drew the whistle. And that foul is going to go against Cat Barber. That'll be his second, and I believe that puts Greensboro in the penalty, so every Greensboro foul from now on will result in Windy City free throws. These ones will be taken by Jalen Johnson. He misses the first.
It's okay. He'll get the next one.
Yeah. We didn't think Jalen Johnson was going to be in the lineup tonight, but got a little surprise late.
Yeah, he said he was brought up by the Chicago Bulls and then brought back down to help out the Windy City Bulls. So he had a nice day.
Yeah, well, he goes 1-2 there. 44-37, Windy City. It's Cat Barber for the Swarm trying to find him. It's man, and that's Thompson, who finds Wilkins far side. Wilkins back to Barber. Driving up with it, the floater
and
off the glass and tipped
back to the Bulls.
Back to CJ Fair. He finds Jalen Johnson back to Fair. He's going to put up a three, just a little
denied.
Off with the left-handed three. 2.5 to go here in the second quarter. Wilkins wants the three and he gets it. Brings the Swarm back within four, 44-40, Windy City. It's Hamilton using some clock here as we tick down to the two-minute mark.
Hamilton needs to find Moeller right there. He was just wide open.
Don't have a lot of time here left. 5 seconds to shoot.
Just keep
driving is Hamilton.
Rebound!
To the corner.
Boom.
Yes.
Big three from
CJ
Fair. Just two. Thank you, Chris. Chris is always saving my back on the twos and threes when you can't see the line. Cat Barber finds Wilkins over to Dawson, who just off from three, but rebounded on the offensive end by the Swarm. It's Wilkins. He's thinking about it. You know, he wants to take that shot. Spin move, puts it up, and gets the roll. A nice little roll there for Wilkins. And the Swarm are with just down 42-47 here with 1:20 to go here. First half. Mulder, near side, driving, finds Johnson, free throw line, Jay just a little off, and rebounded by the Swarm. It's Wilkins with it. Puts it up, a long three, and that one is good. 1 minute left here in half number one. It's 47-45, Windy City still a one bucket lead. Alex Hamilton has got it. He's had the ball a lot tonight and puts it,
a
little
miss.
Off there on the up and under. A three coming from Barber. Bang, it's good.
He just shaved the bottom of that net, Barber did.
Yes,
I like that one. And it puts Greensboro back on top, 48-47. 35 seconds here to go. First half. Hamilton swings it wide to Mulder and near side three. And man, this is a 3-point shootout in the final game of the season here.
Nice shot selection by Michael Mulder. It's a way to go down there and answer right back.
Mulder's been doing well.
Wilkins using some clock, but there is still a shot clock here. It's under 10 seconds for the Swarm. Wilkins, 5-4, 3 to shoot, 2. He puts it up. And a little off there, only 5 seconds here left for the Bulls. It's Johnson, he tries to find Mulder, but it's tipped by Cat Barber, but it'll stay with Windy City, just about 0.9 to go here in quarter number one. I don't think they're gonna do any adjustment to the clock, and they will not. Hamilton's gonna inbound this one, and that shot will count as it goes. It's good, and that's gonna finish the first half here at the Sears Center, 52-48, Windy City, and that does include that last basket. I'm Andy Baker here with Lydia Biles and Kevin Palmer. We've enjoyed having you here for this first half. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here and I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like and just working in the media too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM and I am IMS.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
Tuesday night, your Windy City Bulls face the Grand Rapids Dry, followed by the Greensboro Swarm on Saturday.
The games tip off at 7 p.m.
Tune in live to Windy City Bulls basketball, powered by the Be On Air Network on sportstownchicago.com.
Andy Baker back here with you at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. We hope you enjoyed that first half of Windy City Bulls action, and let's toss it back to my friend Alex Reed and company with the halftime reports.
Right. Check, check,
check,
one, two.
Check, check, check.
Still not coming in, but...
Is it Adobe?
Is it Adobe?
Yeah, you guys not Adobe here. You're fine here.
Is it because it's plugged in there, then?
Perfect. And welcome to Windy City, the Windy City Bulls halftime show here on Sportstown Chicago
Facebook.com. Apologize for any technical difficulties, but I believe we have it figured out now.
Yep, sounds like it.
Alex Reed alongside Andrew Johnson and Charlie Ritchie brought up our first half stats. Now, the Bulls go into halftime up 52-48. Pretty good first half. We liked what we saw out of the Windy City Bulls, and four-point lead to go with that. What did you notice from the stats?
Just overall pretty decent shooting, obviously, tonight. Three-point, they're 50%, actually, which is one of the better ways that they've been shooting it from three this whole season, I think, in one, well, at least for one half. That's pretty darn good. Greensboro is actually 100% from free throw shooting right now. They're 5 for 5. So that's pretty impressive as well in itself. You don't see that too often on many levels.